We're going to start things off now with a good friend joining me, Juliana Potts. She is the president and CEO of the North American Meat Institute. Juliana, good to talk with you again. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's great to talk with you too, Mike. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I remember at the American Farm Bureau convention several years ago doing an interview with you, one of your very first radio interviews, right?
I think that's exactly right. And at that point, I was probably talking about legal issues.
You were indeed. And now we're going to talk about some trade issues because you've been on an interesting trip. I know you have been to two key markets for U.S. beef and pork, Japan and South Korea. Tell us about your trip.
Oh, it was fantastic. This is the first time I had visited either of those countries. I was hosted by and guest of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and traveled with Dan Hallstrom, their CEO, and met staff, got briefed on those markets, what's important there, the activities of USMEF and of our FAS staff over there in facilitating trade in those areas. So it was incredible to see the interest in and the amount of consumer confidence in our U.S. beef and pork products, and also got to participate in some of those activities as well.
While we wait for hopefully good news on several trade fronts when it comes to the talks on trade agreements, you got to see firsthand a trade agreement in place and how it impacts and opens up markets for us, especially there in Korea. Tell us what you saw there and how the U.S. Korea free trade agreement is opening that market up to us.
In Korea, in the biggest Costcos in the entire world in terms of revenue, a huge meat case there with U.S. products and a gigantic USDA Prime logo hanging in the meat section. You know, consumers there very accustomed to seeing U.S. products, buying and enjoying U.S. products, and so that's a very mature market, to the point that MEF is able to do some really interesting promotional activities to just continue to reach out through social media to younger consumers, because it's there, and we're seeing tremendous growth with the CORUS, the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement in place. The sky's the limit, and I think compared to, you know, our biggest, Japan is our biggest market and destination with no free trade agreement in place. Once we decline to go forward in TPP, we're seeing a lot of nervousness there in the trade about whether and how to keep competitive U.S. products, you know, how to keep our products competitive when our competitors in other countries are very willing to step in and take our market share. So the conversations that we had in Japan with the trade there and in our retail, both grocery stores, restaurants, and importers, was, you know, we're working hard. We are at it here in Washington, D.C. with our administration all the time in encouraging a quick resolution to a Japan-U.S. free trade agreement that will reduce tariffs and get our products free access there the way we have in Korea. It's very exciting because the demand is there. We just need to work on getting an agreement in place.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the demand. Do you think if we could work out that agreement with Japan, do you think that there is a good market there as far as consumer acceptance of U.S. meat products there?
Absolutely. I had the opportunity to be interviewed by Japanese media while I was there doing a consumer event with some really influential food bloggers at a cooking demonstration with a celebrity chef. I got the feeling, both from the questions the interviewers asked me as well as the conversations I was able to have directly with these Instagrammers, There's a halo around American products in American meat products in Japan. There is huge demand for our pork and beef, both because of food safety. I think there's a great deal of trust in our food safety advancements here in the U.S. BSE is long in the rearview mirror. There's a taste, quality component, as well as a nutritional component that is emphasized by promotions, and so we see unlimited potential in that market if we can get a trade agreement in place. And I know our administration is working hard on that. We're very encouraged by what we've seen, by what we've heard coming out, and know that those discussions are going to be continuing this month.
All right, Juliana, good to talk with you again. Thanks for the report on your trip to Japan and South Korea, and we'll be watching closely these trade talks ongoing, and hopefully we'll get some good news from them soon. Good to hear that that market is there if we can just break down some of these trade barriers and tariffs and these issues. Thank you very much. Look forward to talking with you again soon.
Anytime, Mike. Thank you.
Take care. Juliana Potts, she is the president and CEO of the North American Meat Institute, just back from a trip to Japan and South Korea.